listening to Clash Royale Radio with Dylan and Caleb in 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to Clash Royale Radio, episode number 22. I am your host, Dylan.
And I'm your co-host, Caleb.
And guys, this week we got some balance changes, a brand new Evo card, and then we are going to be talking about some of our Evo predictions, and then some more after the show. So, guys, but before we get started, please join our Discord server. The link will be down in the show notes. And then also check us out on Twitter. We just made a Twitter not too long ago, about a month ago. So if you guys want to check us out at Clash Royale Radio, and you can find us there.
And also, guys, like always, if you're listening to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Spotify, or obviously any other platform, just go ahead and leave a review to support the show.
Yep, and check us out on Patreon. Like I said, check out those show notes.
Yeah. All right, so anyways, question from Spotify goes to Ethan. It says, amazing. Happy to see that my favorite bomber card might be getting evoed. Me too, brother. And then he says, quick question, though. Got any tips for someone struggling to climb POL?
Yeah, so last episode, we kind of thought Bomber was getting Evo. We are dead wrong.
100% wrong. We're so sorry.
But that's all right.
I feel bad, too, because you know what? They sent that thing out.
That's your favorite card, too.
I love that card.
Yeah, I know you do. But yeah, any tips for struggling to climb? What do you got?
For me, man, like I am struggling to climb.
Well, when are we not struggling?
I'm in the same boat, brother.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, for me, is that whenever I'm struggling, like, I always go back to the replays I'm losing to, and then for some reason, I'm always finding out, oh, I made a mistake here, or I made a mistake here, and then I just try to learn from that mistake. So if you're struggling to climb, honestly, like, the more times I struggle, it's honestly because of me and how I am not, like, very skilled-based yet, or to the fact I made mistakes whenever I'm playing the game.
Yeah, if you're also playing for a while and then all of a sudden you're starting losing after and you're losing and losing and losing, you might want to take a break for a little bit. And then also, like, I like your idea of watching some of your replays and stuff like that, and so you kind of know what you're doing wrong, because more than likely you're probably doing the same thing over and over and over.
Yeah, and you don't realize it, and that's why it's always better to have someone as a coach as well, because Karate Kid, like I said,
on the next point, yeah,
not too long ago, Karate Kid coached me. He's like, why would you do that? Just like, he didn't really say it like that. He's like, man, if I were you, I would do it this way. I'm like, well, that's flipping brilliant, because he literally covered my deck. He's like, watch me, and I would watch him, and how he played it was amazing as well. I was like, man, I need to be like him. So
cool. That's my next point. If you're really struggling, maybe get somebody to watch you and tell you what you should be doing, or at least tell you, like, oh, dude, you probably shouldn't have did that. Or you can have somebody say, hey, he's at 4 elixir.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're up 2 elixir, and just stuff like that really helps you.
See, the thing about it is, though, when you get in the champion, and you have no golden steps, right? So you need to be actually smart on how you play. What I mean by that is that if you're on a great streak, it's like a gamble. Should I play one more? Should I hold? Should I play one more? And then when you play one more and you lose, you're like, all right, now I got to win, you know? And then you keep on winning because your stupid pride is in the way. That's me, guys. My pride got in my way. Like I said, I was on the 9th step on Grand Champion. By the way, Dylan, we didn't talk about it, but I just now hit Grand Champ. I'm super excited. Really awesome.
Anyways, I thought you were always on Grand Champ.
No, I was on Champion.
Really?
First time.
When did you pass it?
Yesterday.
Seriously?
No.
It was a while ago.
It was like two, three days ago.
Okay, yeah.
But anyways, okay, so I'm on Grand Champ, and I literally was one step away from Royal Champ. By the way, there's no gold steps in Champs. And guys, I lost 6 in a row because my stupid pride kept on saying, I need to, like, a lot of times I'm like this. It's like a basketball. I have to make one shot, then I'll be done. I need to get one win before I put the phone down, and it took me.
You want to hear my story?
It's horrible. Anyways,
so I'm at Grand Champ, got all the way to the 9th. I think there's only 9 steps.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not kidding. I went there 3 times and lost 2 in a row. So I had to come back up.
Wow.
Not kidding you. I tilted so bad and I wanted to win so bad. I lost all those steps. Like, I was on the bottom floor.
Are you serious?
So I was like, I am done. So I stopped playing for like a week at POL, or not really tried anyway.
Oh my word.
And then it was probably like 4 days ago, I went on like a 7 game win streak. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to pass it. And then like, A couple hours later, I'm finally in Royal Champion. But now, I'm at Royal Champion about halfway through. probably not going to get it because I don't know if I have that much. I don't have that much time yet. So
I feel like we would be smarter players if we just like, okay, we're going to have a 3-game win streak. Take a break. You know what I mean? And if we lose two, we're done. You know, take a break. But for us, it's like totally different. Like, you know, you want to keep playing the game and stuff like
Here's my issue, though.
Get better, though.
And I've already expressed this on Discord. But, dude, I would be kicking these guys' butt. Not even kidding you. Like, in single, I'm playing Lava Miner, kicking these guys' butt. Like, there's no way they're winning. But they when they whip out that Firecracker Evo,
it changes the game.
I'm done, and I'd lose. I literally played against somebody that had no win condition, and he uses Evo Firecracker as a win con.
Yeah, you showed me that.
That's ridiculous.
That's dumb, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're about to get into that, but that's tell you my story? I was killing this dude. I had two towers down, and he had almost half health. I'm like, he whipped out that Firecracker. I could not kill that Firecracker. I used, think about this, I used Tornado, and then I tried to log it. And it still didn't die. And I lost the game because I wasted that much.
Tornado and log doesn't kill it?
Nope. I've tried it. It doesn't kill it. I ain't kidding you. I got to have my E-Giant, or not my E-Giant, my E-Drag with it to chain it. And then it will finally kill it. I didn't have my E-Drag, so it couldn't chain. I tried a Tornado and just log, and my Barbarian did not hit her. It locked onto something else. And I lost the game because she had a hair of health left.
We'll get with her in a little bit.
Ticked me off. I'm pretty sure we're not the only one that's ticked off by this card.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
Gosh.
It's definitely one of the cards that is like the most annoying card in the game. Even without the Evos, she was still super annoying. But she's never been this good before.
No.
So it makes it even more annoying.
Yeah, this is bad.
But let's stop talking about clashes just for a sec, guys. Football is almost here.
Let's go. Hey, by the way, three-peat Chiefs.
Three-peat?
Already saying it.
Three-peat?
Three-peat. They're going to three-peat.
It ain't going to three-peat. It's going to be a repeat. We didn't
It'll be a repeat, but they're going to three-peat. You better watch out. I'm already saying three-peat. They're going to three-peat.
Let's go, KC. But anyways, guys, we are starting a NFL fantasy league. Trust me, it's free. You don't have to pay no money. It's just for fun. But if you guys want to join that, you got to join the Discord server and check us out there.
You got to tell them the loser. So the loser has to give up his social security account number.
No.
That would suck.
But dude, I am so excited for football. So obviously, we're coming off a Super Bowl win.
We got to enjoy it while we're hyped. We got to enjoy it while we can, guys. This is not going to last forever. No way. We're on a dynasty.
I'm not the best on football fantasy.
Oh, neither am I.
I'm somewhat experienced. Like, I've probably played maybe four times. But like I said, I don't know who I'm drafting, what I should be drafting first. I just kind of wing it and just have fun and talk smack to to the community.
Pretty much.
It's a fun little something else other than Clash. So it's kind of fun. Hopefully, something to do with the community.
Hopefully fantasy has some emotes to flex.
And plus, football fantasy doesn't have Evos, so we're good.
That's true. They don't screw us like Clash Royale. It's not pay to win. Oh, man. All right.
No, you win to get paid. No,
you win to get paid. Yeah. All right, let's get to it.
All right, guys. Balance changes.
Took them long enough.
What? Like a couple months ago, I think?
Yeah. I'm just saying it took forever for them to finally nerf Firecracker.
Finally. We'll get with her in a little bit.
This ticks me off.
The rework?
No, what Clash Royale does.
Oh, okay.
We'll get into it. We'll get into it when we run into a Firecracker. Then I'll unleash on Clash Royale and what their stupid crap is.
All right, let's go with the rework first, guys. The skeletons. The cycle, instead of three, they changed it to two. And instead of an eight or a max count of eight, it is only six now.
Wow.
So, I mean, they're not very good.
No.
But
they're mainly for defense.
Here's what I think. I think people thought they were so overpowered when it first came out, and people were like, okay, it's a win condition. It's a one elixir win condition. No, the card is still good. It's mainly for, like, distraction. It's still, like, it's not, I think people really thought it was going to be, like, a win con, or supposed to be, or maybe expected to be better than what it is. So, like, with all the other Evos, to me, the skeletons are a little bit different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, all right, let's go to the buff. The giant goblin, his hit points added 6%. You think Sparky will come back?
Sparky will come back.
Well, honestly, Sparky is not that bad right now. This will just make it a little better.
Yeah, he comes. He'll be a little bit better, but I'm already seeing enough Sparky, though.
I am, too.
I'm seeing quite a bit of Sparky, so this is definitely going to bring Sparky more out in the open.
Yeah, maybe a little bit more popularity.
Yeah, he's going to be more dangerous.
I wonder, like, the double Prince decks, because they run this. I wonder if that'll ever come back.
Ooh.
I was never around the meta with double Prince, so yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. We'll see, though, but like I said, like his hit points, like I said, if he locks on Tiger, oh, man.
All right, let's go with the Battle Ram. The charge distance was changed to 0.35 to 0.3, so it's a little bit faster, and it's got a hit point buff as well, 6%. So that's going to be super annoying.
Yeah. Wow.
Because, there's a lot of still Bridge Spams out there. There's Pekka Bridge Spam. I don't know all the Bridge Spams, but dude, they're so annoying.
Yes, I totally agree. They are annoying, and I'm not excited about that one because, it's just, they're annoying. There's nothing else to say it. They are. Bridge Spam is stupid.
Stupid. I just don't play it.
I don't play it either, but it's annoying to go against. They really are.
It is very
beatdown,
annoying.
When I'm playing against this deck, and when you're going to have a beatdown deck, you're going to get hammered.
So that's my kind of issue. Like, when you're playing beatdown and your opponent's playing a Bridge Spam deck, when is it okay to take a lot of damage and it's to just force on one side and try to three crown?
They have the stupid Pekka.
I got flying cards. It doesn't bother me.
It bothers me because I got flipping Golem. I hate Pekka.
I mean,
even though she sucks, though she really,
I understand that
she really does, but I hate that card. The only reason why I play beatdown, guys, I understand I could probably change it and stuff like that. I'm really good at beatdown. That's the best deck I know.
You can get around with Pekka though.
There's times I have, but when you go against a really good player that knows how to play Bridge Spam and knows how to play it right, I'm screwed.
Yeah,
I'm in trouble.
And then the Tesla. The hit time was changed. It was 1.2, now it's 1.1 seconds, which is an 8% faster, and its speed is plus 9%. So I think we're going to see a little bit more Tesla as well, maybe?
Wow.
Do you think Expo will come alive more, especially with the new Evo card?
I'm not scared of... I don't really care if it does, because I'm not actually scared of...
Expo?
Expo at all, no.
Because of beatdown?
Oh my goodness, they don't know what to do with me.
You might have matchup on that.
So far, I'm undefeated on Expo. So far. Like, I've been keeping track. I'm like, okay, I know there's an Expo player, and as soon as he plays it out, I win. It's either I'm playing against a poor Expo player, maybe I need to play Kracer, but if either I'm playing against a poor Expo player or, they just can't have matchup because it's a beatdown.
Well, Tesla's really going to help, and I can see Expo, especially with the new Evo card coming out. We're going to see a lot more Expo. Which is really bad for Lava because Expo has matchup. All right, guys, the nerfs. The firecracker hit points was negative 9%. They removed the spark stacking, and then they removed the additional pushback, which I think was one of the major issues.
Yeah.
Well, the stacking was a major issue as well, but.
The quick question is this, though, guys. Let's get your general opinion right now, right out the door. Is it enough?
You think it's enough?
No.
I don't know. We'll see.
Hoggy Q is still going to be there. She's still going to be annoying. You know why? Because Tornado and flipping Barbara won't kill it, and neither will Arrows. You got a firecracker or fireball it.
I don't know. The hit points are negative 9% now, so maybe a Tornado and a Log would kill it.
Hope so.
You don't know that. I mean, if it does, then you're good.
Then I'm fine.
But to me, the pushback was way overpowered because you can protect her so well.
I mean, yeah. Well, she shot two or three times at your tower. What is it? Because she pushes back and she goes past the bridge and then she comes back.
Yeah,
then
they can throw somebody else in front. So that's what was more annoying and so overpowered. I'm glad they removed that.
I hate her.
Yeah. So especially I hope now. I hope this fixes the firecracker. and not as popular.
Here's my opinion. I think this is way more powerful than Phoenix, and I think they're going to continue to just...
When it first released?
Talking about when Phoenix first released? The most broken card in Clash Royale history. I'm already saying it. Phoenix was broken, no doubt, but this was the most broken now. And let's see how many nerfs this is going to take.
True, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I can see that. I was actually thinking about that today.
Okay, so I didn't do a whole lot of research until I just did now. So I did very, very short time of research, but I just looked up the year.
I'm sorry. Savage said Firecracker Evo is rocket value. Okay.
What's up with them with Evo? Anyways. The card came out October the 26th of 2022. It took them till November 19th to nerf it.
Yeah, the Phoenix?
It was the only card I think they balanced, or they nerfed.
Okay.
I think. I thought in a few days they nerfed it, because for some reason it felt like whenever Clash Royale...
It was an emergency nerf, though.
It was.
They did not wait for a balance change. They had a really... They messed with the egg a lot.
This is why I'm mad. You're right. They emergency nerfed it. Hello? Firecracker... Yeah. Was in literally the most broken card in a single game, and you didn't emergency nerfing Clash Royale. We're dying over here by this stupid thing
of boredom, really.
Exactly. And you know, I think the reason is why, I hope it's not, but it's so paid to win. They're probably just thinking, we're going to keep it until the balance change because we're getting a lot of money from her. Think about it.
Yeah,
if I'm not winning very many games. Spend money, put Firecracker in your deck. Guess what? Your win rate just went up. Why? Because she's so broken.
Yeah. Like I said, Clash Royale is getting way more like paid to win. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's kind of sad.
I'm not going to lie. They're losing me fast. Like, it's not fun for me to play no more. It really isn't. Like, POL isn't starting out to be no fun. It was light, more competitive and stuff like now.
But they are nerfing her a little bit.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's enough. And then they are also making more Evos, so like maybe we can throw out some more variety. That's my...
Yeah.
I mean, I just grudge so much. I'm probably going to say this every episode. But like they needed to do like 10 Evo cards off the bat. That way we have so much more variety.
Make it easier to get.
Give us two free. You know what I mean? Like,
make it easier to get.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah.
Enough with the pass. Like, the only reason why I bought the stupid pass, the diamond pass, is because I can get an Evo.
Evo Mortar and now the new one coming out. Yep.
Oh, it's just so stupid.
Hey, parents.
Yeah, you.
Are you looking for a podcast your kids will really love?
Well, we made one just for you.
And for us.
As genuine, all-natural kids ourselves, we know what makes a fun and interesting podcast.
So we decided to make it ourselves. Every show is packed with interviews, stories, and on-the-ground reporting.
We have interviewed everyone from scientists to Grammy Award-winning musicians to NFL quarterbacks.
Listen to Wild Interest wherever you get your podcasts.
Alrighty, the Mighty Miner. The damage duration was 4 and now 4.5 seconds, which is a 12.5% longer. So for him to go to 0 to max, it used to take him 2 seconds, now 2.25 seconds. So dude, what do you think about that?
I mean,
this is your like favorite card almost.
This is my
favorite. One of your favorite cards, top 5.
Yeah, definitely top 5. Definitely my favorite champion of all time as well.
Yeah, I'm starting to really like him too, as a champion.
Yeah, this hurts a little bit because whenever I'm playing usually Mighty Miner, I'm always looking out for the tank. So like Evo Giant, any tank really that just to eat him up. And this just takes longer to do that as well, especially with Mega Nut. I say Mega Nut is a threat to me. This is the only card I have that's basically a walking Inferno that I have maxed out. Like, yeah, I have an Inferno Tower maxed out too.
I can change lanes anytime.
But I'd rather have this guy because he just does more, and I like it a lot. But
I thought
he was well balanced, to be real
honest. I thought all the champions were fairly good and balanced.
So too, but maybe they might have saw something.
You know, I don't think it's a too bad of a nerf. You know what I mean?
No,
like,
I don't think
it's like it'll kill it or anything.
I did see Mighty Miner a lot, so maybe they're saying maybe we need to bring the numbers down because we're seeing it. I did see it a lot. Like, It's definitely in that Hoggy Q deck.
Yeah.
With Bomb Tower.
That's true. And the popularity was probably high, so they probably wanted to nerf it down a little bit. So I could see that.
That could be very well so. But other than that, like, yeah, the only sad thing about it is it's going to take a little bit longer to melt tanks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's there for. It's really good at that.
And then the Evo RG also got a nerf. His hit points was -8.3%, which honestly, it wasn't too bad.
No, I think
I never had an issue with it, but I'm also playing in my deck. I have the barbs and then I have the eye drag. So like, I didn't worry about the RG at all.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. What did you think about the RG?
Well,
playing against it and stuff. Do you think it really did it?
Oh, it was annoying. There was no doubt about it. It was annoying because I never had a good counter with it. The only best counter I had to go against was Mighty Miner. Mm. But when I'm playing my beatdown deck, all I had was Mini Pekka. And Mini Pekka didn't do that good. Especially when they had Fisherman.
Oh, then I forgot about that.
Then I'm screwed.
Yeah.
But I didn't play RG that much. It was mainly just Hoggy Q. You know what I mean?
Play against it.
Hoggy Q. I played more Mega Knight than RG Evo, which is kind of mind-blowing, to be honest, because I thought that RG would go... RG would go up and... Mega Nut would go down, but I didn't. But yeah, guys, that is the balance changes, and I guess
What do you think overall?
Yeah,
I thought they weren't bad.
I think they weren't so bad.
I'm really happy to see. Like, I'm excited to see what Firecracker is next season.
So am I. I hope Hoggy Q dies.
I don't necessarily think it needs to die. I think it still needs to be a deck out there that's not as strong, but still people that are really skilled can still use. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we'll like, see. I don't want it to be overpowered.
You're nerfing two big cards that have Hoggy Q in it.
Yeah.
It's Mighty Miner and Firecracker. So we'll see.
And some drill players too.
But we're definitely going to see a lot of Sparky. We're definitely going to see possibly Expo, knowing that this Tesla has got
We'll get to this. We'll get to this new Evo card. We'll talk about that. Yeah.
Definitely going to see that a lot. Bridge spam, we already seen enough, but here comes the Battle Ram. So,
yeah,
it's coming in. And here's a question. Do you think this rework of the Evo skeletons are good? I don't know.
I think they were good because I thought... So, first off, they weren't really good anyway.
They should have kept it at 8, though. They should have kept it at 8.
Maybe, but that still might have been overpowered. But it's only 2... Yeah, I don't know. They'll play around with it.
The thing about it is it's mainly for defense, and I think...
Defense and distractions, you know what I mean?
That's so about like, it. You can split them, which is really nice, but like that's about it, though.
Yeah, true.
That's about it. It's hard to get to the tower. Unless you have Mother Witch.
Yeah.
Then you're in trouble. Do you want them to die?
Seriously.
That's so stupid. All right, let's get on to it.
The new Evo card, guys.
Did not see this coming, I'm not going to lie.
The Knight Evolution. Dude, I did not see this coming as well.
Unless, obviously, when they showed up the beard, we're always, like, spectating, and we also looked to the chat and to see, like, who could it be and other people who were theorizing it. We thought of the Knight because it had the same color and stuff like that. So, yeah, we're...
3 weeks ago when the last episode that we did, we literally thought it was going to be the Bomber. Like, Twitter had some stuff going on. Like, they had some pictures up there and had the Bomber. So, we thought, okay, it's definitely the Bomber or some sort of skeleton.
Nope, just but distraction. Then,
yeah, so maybe that's a sneak peek for next season. I don't know.
Maybe.
But for this season, the upcoming season anyway,
we know for a fact.
Knight Evolution.
This is interesting, guys. If you guys want to look at it, if you haven't know anything about the Knight at all right now, of the Knight Evolution, go to OJ. OJ has just uploaded a video later this morning, and he did a really good job on it. I think this might be the most well-balanced Evo card in the game.
What? No, I don't know about that. I still think it's going to be really good, but no, I think the barbs are pretty balanced.
You think the barbs are pretty balanced?
This card, I still do.
This card might be real, really well-balanced because you don't just... When he starts walking, if you kite him, right, he will deal more damage.
Right, because as long as he's moving.
If you get him on his backside. No. When he's moving, that's when it's not good. It's when he sits still, that's when you deal damage.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, yeah. You're
but
right,
when
you're
he's
right.
moving and his back is towards the princess, because OJ did something on this. He laid down at the bridge, a giant, and that knight turned around, and the princess starts shooting at the knight's back. It dealt way more damage than the front
side. I did not catch that.
Yeah, so I caught that as well. So if you kite the knight, Evo,
Or at least turn him around.
He'll deal more damage while he's moving. Now, you got to get him to turn around, though.
So okay, but here's the thing. OJ did also put down to where it took two Sparky hits.
You're right.
And a full tower down. A three elixir card did this.
Okay, you...
two Sparky hits and a whole tower.
Yeah, okay. It might be a little bit of a tank.
So that's insane.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. If you guys didn't know.
Do you like this?
Hang on. So if you guys didn't know, if you guys haven't seen OJ or anything, so what the knight does is when you lay him down, he will basically have this shield on his shoulder, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
And when he walks, he only takes like he takes 80% of that damage. Or he's immune to it or whatever, right?
I think he...
He only takes actually 20% of that damage is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
So like he's super...
He defends 80%.
Yeah, as long as he's walking. He's like a walking monk with an ability, basically.
Let's go through
this. Except he doesn't bounce back.
Let's go through his changes. His damage was plus 10% now. This is the regular knight, plus 10% damage. Damage reduction is 80% while moving.
No, it's the evolution. This is only evolution.
Why does it... Under there. Okay, sorry, guys. Evolutioned... His damage is plus 10%, and then damage reduction, you're right, is 80% while moving. His hit points is plus 30%. His hit time is 1.2 seconds to 0.9 seconds, 25% shorter.
Yeah.
His hit speed is 33% faster. His DPS is 45%.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Pretty crazy. However, though, I don't know how much... you're right. His health is a little too,
I think his hit speed is crazy high.
His hit speed's probably a little crazy high. And his health is a little too high, probably.
But he's like a mini tank. But like he needs some health or whatever.
Yeah.
But
I definitely don't. This guy, we might be able to see Knight, Evo Knight, and Hog Rider. Think about it. Screw Ice Golem now. You know what I mean? You can just throw that out and then there you go.
Yeah.
But we'll see, though.
So some of the decks that I'm thinking of now, I didn't know this was a option, but like Knight and Graveyard might come back.
Oh,
and then obviously you have Expo. Going to go nuts because of the especially the Expo or the 3.0 Expo.
Two cards in the Expo deck.
Yeah,
it's just gotten a whole lot.
Yeah,
better.
Exactly. The Tesla. So
rough.
This is going to make really fast cycle decks be really, really good.
He's a two cycle too, isn't he?
What is his cycle, guys?
I think he's a two. I think when I saw OJ.
It does not say it on here, but I think it is a two cycled card.
I'm pretty sure it's a two cycle card from OJ. I guess it's due to change. But
yeah, Chad is saying two cycle. I'm pretty sure it's two cycle. Yeah. I think I saw that somewhere as well.
But
overall, I love the idea. I love how Supercell is very creative. I do love how like when he's moving, he's like a monk ability.
Yes.
He doesn't bounce back.
100%.
But like, I like Supercell's creativity. But yeah, I think this is going to be a broken card. I think they're
100%. Especially he just got better at distraction. Think about it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Have him to throw him out there and let him be the front line of your push.
Yeah.
And then there you go. He's going to take forever to die.
So with me and Lava, you can't just put your skeleton dragons out there and just hopefully, he will literally take the tower if you just do that. So I have to play buildings.
Yeah. Buildings are going to become more common. And I think Tombstone will become way more common now because he can't, he does okay at Tombstone, but not very well. OJ played around with him a little bit and struggled a little bit in Tombstone, to be honest. But like I said, if you can get him to stop, you got him. You know what I mean? You got to get him to stop and you got to let him be distracted as well. And then you can defeat him. But it's the push he has behind him that I'm worried about. You know what I mean?
Right.
But so yeah, it's going to be scary.
I don't know.
We'll see. I think so far... Obviously, we'll see, but from watching OJ play him and stuff like that, he didn't seem too overpowered. I mean, you're right. Two Sparky hits, and plus he got a whole tower down.
Okay, and a whole tower. That's insane.
That is insane.
Obviously, like, the other dude wasn't playing, so
I wish my golem could do that.
Man, yeah, a golem, an 8 elixir card can't even do that.
Nope. That's insane.
It's so crazy, guys. All right, guys. Card evolution predictions.
Yeah.
Caleb's got 5. I got 5.
Let's just hope we don't have the same one.
It doesn't matter because I feel like, yeah, when I was creating these seem super, super overpowered. But then, like, you look at the Evos now, you feel like they're super, super overpowered anyway.
Yeah, just like a firecracker and just compare it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
All right.
So, what you got for number one?
Are we going from 5 being the worst? Number 1 being the best?
What did you do?
I went 5 being the worst, number 1.
Well, you do what you want to do. I didn't even order them. I just threw them out.
Okay. Well, I'm going to throw them out. So my number 5 is Mother Witch.
Okay.
So here's the thing. When she's evoed, she doesn't spawn piggies. She just turns them. So when she hits...
Nuh-uh.
Hang on. I thought this through.
Okay.
So she has to kill them. But once she kills them, they basically come back to life and they become your... Like, let's say a baby dragon, okay? Once she kills the baby dragon, turns around, starts walking the other way, it's your baby dragon. However, it just has half health.
Okay.
Maybe too overpowered, but that's what the Evo Mother Witch does.
So, like, what if a golem...
So, if she kills a Skarmy, those are no longer piggies. That's your Skarmy.
Okay.
But they're barely alive because obviously half health.
Wow. So, like, a Pekka half health, dude? Can you imagine that?
Or a golem?
Like, yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Oh my! I like the idea though.
Instead of piggies,
maybe not as much piggies. Health. Maybe less than half.
But yeah.
Okay.
Could you imagine also having like flying machine with you or royal recruits built up walking your way?
I actually like. I mean, it's decent. That'd be super annoying. Wow.
We're gonna see Mother Witch everywhere. Evoed.
Okay. My first one's kind of simple.
Okay.
It's the Musketeer.
Okay.
And she will have 2 guns to shoot. With longer range, she'll have longer range, and then obviously twice as fast.
Wow. Okay. You know what? I have Musketeer as well.
Okay.
But okay, that's pretty good.
That's kind of simple, but that's what I thought about.
You want to do my Musketeer?
Go
Mine's
for it.
Kind of simple as well, though. She just has knockback.
So every time she shoots, she knocks back the firecracker.
She pushes them back and kind of resets them.
Oh, she push. Oh, so like Clash Mini.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I got it from Clash Mini because if you look at Clash Mini, she shoots 2 cannons though. But this one, she evoed. She's going to be a little tougher, a little stronger.
I like that.
And every time she shoots, she knocks him back and kind of like a log almost, a shooting log a little bit.
Okay.
But just knocks him back and kind of slows him down a little bit, but they get back and going.
I have another idea.
Okay.
For the Musketeer. Yeah. What if instead of she shoots like bullets, she shoots like what the...
If you say goblin, I'm going to
Not that fast. I'm talking about the brain fart. What's the goat lady?
Ah! The battle ram. No, not the battle ram. The ram rider. The ram rider.
Yeah. So that's what the ram rider. What she shoots like the... Whatever that is, and slows it down.
I hate that thing. Unless she targets my...
That
would be crazy.
Can you imagine that?
Hog Rider would be done.
And Balloon. So like...
She's rigged.
That would be kind of cool as well.
Half health when you fireball her?
Probably.
That'd be nuts. All right.
So what's your other one?
Number three.
You already did your Musketeer.
Yeah, that's right. Ice Golem. This time, he'll be buffier, obviously. He will spawn. He'll be a walking spawner of ice spirits, 2 on each side.
Oh wow! Okay.
So he's gonna be a big tank, but he has 2. So you can't really swarm him and kill him because he's gonna have the 2 ice spirits with him. And they're gonna be. I don't know what their spawn time would be, but I'm just thinking out loud. You know,
I like that.
He'd just be a miniature.
I can rock with that.
Yeah.
Ever thought modern video games should be more interesting? At The Gaming Blender, we take randomized genres, mechanics, and make a new game every episode.
I've added permadeath.
We have a survival game of a hardcore simulation, which could be House Flipper, and with the permadeath of XCOM. Then that all has to be an action adventure.
Yes.
Ooh, dear.
Yes.
And sometimes it doesn't quite work.
And you have a construction off over the course of the narrative.
A construction off? The way we can do this is that we ditch your idea entirely.
Entirely.
Check out The Gaming Blender on all your favorite podcast platforms now.
He'll be more of a tank.
He's 2 elixir cost, so he'd probably be like a 2 cycle maybe.
2 or 3 cycle.
Maybe a 3 cycle.
Yeah. Anyways, but he'll just be spawning 2 ice spirits nearby. And And as he's hitting as well, hitting the tire, ice spirits will continue to freeze him.
Okay.
That might a little be overpowered, but I don't know.
Wait, you did three of them. I only have done one. My bad. That's
you're
right. Right.
You're right. Go for it. Go get do two.
Okay. All right. So my second one was the snowball. The first Evo spell card. Okay. So listen to this. The snowball will be about 25% bigger with a bigger radius.
My word.
With a 50% more pushback. So whenever like hits a balloon, it pushes it back.
Oh my goodness. No.
And hang on. And when it hits the ground, it pops out 7 ice spirits.
No, it doesn't. Shut up.
Dude, that would be so cool.
Oh my goodness. It's like the snowball had a baby.
7 of them.
Good.
Can you imagine doing that at the tower and all the ice spirits just collected on the tower?
Or could you imagine doing that and all of them connect to the stupid balloon? What balloon?
Yeah.
No kidding. That'd be nuts, dude.
I would. They need to do that.
You would need to pre-log it. Like, literally, when you see an incoming snowball, you have to log the ice spirits so they won't die.
Bytor's right. The 7 ice spirits would be more damage than the rocket. It's true. I think it's 6. I think it's 6 ice spirits will make it's about the same.
Yeah, your balloon is dead.
Okay, so maybe 7 spirits would be too much, but maybe 4.
Maybe 4.
Yeah. But still, it's an Evo card. But like, what? Was it 2 elixir 2? So like, you would need maybe a 3 cycle, maybe even a 4 cycle. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Wow.
All right. I'll do it one more again. The Wizard Tower.
Wizard Tower?
I'm sorry. Hang on. Hang on. Let me restart.
Hey, Dylan, this is Clash Royale.
The Bomb Tower.
Okay. We're getting
it somewhere. Turns into a Wizard Tower.
Shut up. No, it doesn't.
And it can attack to air and ground. And when it dies, it instantly explodes like a fireball.
Oh, my word. I was about to say, he's going to go North Korea on us. And when it explodes, a rocket comes out.
So, like, what do you think? Like a card almost turning.
Yeah.
Like that. I mean, that'd be kind of cool. We don't have a Wizard Tower yet.
No, we don't. We need a Wizard Tower, but.
And I figured, like, the Bomb Tower is set up like a Wizard Tower. You know what I mean?
So, Evo will be more structured and you get a awesome Wizard Tower. Yeah.
All right, Caleb, what's your number 4?
That would be Flying Machine.
I was thinking about doing Flying Machine.
Technically, there's already Evo. There could be a potential chance of an Evo Flying Machine. Just go to the Builder Base in Clash of Clans. It's that stupid helicopter thing.
Okay.
I was thinking something like that, where it can shoot miniature bullets, but faster, like a machine gun.
Okay.
Not as fast as Dark Goblin, I would say. Maybe as fast as Dark, I don't know.
And I'm sure immune to Fireball. It won't die to Fireball.
No, I say keep it like where it won't, like won't die to Fireball.
Everything else, yeah.
But yeah, just something that will deal quite a bit of damage pretty fast.
Okay. So it's just like a flying machine, just
Dark Goblin.
A little faster.
A little faster, a little bit, yeah. Because like, I don't know. That's what I'm thinking.
All right. For my number 4, the Wizard. Yes, I hate myself for even thinking about it.
Stellan.
But when he enters the battlefield, he has like a fireball, like kind of like the ice wizard.
Makes sense. All the wizards have it.
Yeah, right.
All the wizards have it.
And then, but just the Evo wizard will have this. But instead of him just throwing fireballs, he throws it straight in the air and comes straight back down on himself and has like a huge duration.
Oh my goodness.
Does that have like a massive area damage just on himself?
You know, wizards,
every time.
Wizards are already annoying. We don't need to bring this card back. It's already back.
Yeah.
Wow.
What do you think about that?
I mean, I think that would bring the wizard back. And
you think it would?
I don't know.
I had a hard time thinking about, because I don't want it to be super, super like annoying and stuff like that. But like,
it's already like, annoying though.
But like, think of the radius be like maybe a freeze radius.
Will it die to fireball?
No, because
new one does.
No, it probably wouldn't die to rocket. Probably.
Oh, God. But, I mean, don't mess with this.
Okay. What's your good one? Okay. Number 5.
Mine is poison.
Okay.
So, okay.
I'm scared.
Think of the Mother Witch real quick, okay? So, you know how she hits something? Let's just say she's hitting a golem, right? If she kills it, okay, it turns into a pig, right?
Okay.
But let's just say it doesn't. And let's say the Mother Witch dies. You see that purple effect still lasting on the golem quite a bit of time, right?
Okay.
It takes a while to die down.
Uh-huh.
poison's going to be kind of like that. So whoever walks into the poison, it takes a... they won't die. They won't... it's not like where, like, when they walk out of the poison, they'll still be consumed by the poison, okay?
Okay.
But they won't deal... they won't take damage. But when they die, they drop a small poison.
Oh, wow.
It's like the okay. size of the firecracker chute.
Nice. Okay?
So it'll just... the poison won't, like... I call it the COVID. I don't know what else you call it.
COVID.
But they'll still have COVID. they'll still get sick. Okay. But when they die, a poison will come out. A miniature poison. Mm. So whoever walks in that path.
Wow.
And it just keeps on going.
Hold on. What if you're the poison? If you poison their tower, Princess Tower, and their Princess Tower shoots poison arrows.
Oh my. How would that work? Oh,
I don't know.
If you poison your own tower?
Or you could poison your own tower and it shoots out little poisons.
Hey, while we're talking about that towers, would it be cool if the towers had abilities?
Yes. That would be so cool. In my opinion, I think it'd be cool to have like a little...
But you can't have both towers have the same abilities. One has to have one ability, the other one has the other one. So it's more strategic on which tower is the one you want to defend the most.
Okay, so Bytor said the poison evolution creates zombies. That's kind of... that kind of got me an idea. So like, what if... like you poison a hog rider and the poison effect, well, he will turn him to, he can fight anybody around, like instead of buildings, he'll go to troops.
Oh, screw.
Just anything.
Oh.
That would be cool.
We need a card out there that is a spell that will turn people to target towers or target troops.
Well, I think the poison would be really cool.
I think the poison would be kind of cool.
Poison Evo will turn like, you know, a golem. It'll start... try to punch a, you know...
I would hate that.
A skeleton or stuff, you know what I mean?
That would be dope, to be honest.
That would be kind of cool. Cool little evolution idea.
That would be.
All right, you ready for mine?
What's yours?
The Goblin Barrel. You ready for this?
What?
Okay.
They all have shovels. They're going underground.
Okay. The Goblin Barrel. Uh-huh. When you throw it to the right side, it will start the travel on the left side. And when it gets about 3/4 of the way, it'll change directions back to the right.
So it's a curveball.
The goblins will have many shields, so it will not die to a log, but it will still die to arrows, and they attack 50% faster.
Oh my goodness. What if they did this? They shoot two of them at the same time. One's a fake. The other one's real.
Yeah, dude. But I think it'd be really cool to have like a some sort of curveball. Like if you were not paying attention,
that would suck.
You're just trying to. You're sitting there trying to spam, trying to collect your.
Not just that, but knowing where they're going to land. So if you just have one barrel going like this, and you don't know which side of the tower they're going to be on.
Oh, I didn't even think about that, dude.
You have no clue. It's like a lag effect.
Wow.
You have no idea where they're going. Oh my goodness. But they would take longer though to land.
But you have a higher chance.
Wow. All right, guys. Dual Battle League. Dude, Caleb, you are missing out. We're having so much fun. It is playoff time.
I'm having fun just sitting on the sideline.
No, you're not. You don't know what fun is when you're in here.
I knew what fun was until I went in the last place twice.
I do want to point out, nobody or at least everybody won at least one game.
Okay, I won one game.
I won one
tower.
That was
hilarious. I won one game. There's not a series, you know? I just got beat out.
So I apologize for the minor league. I didn't even talk about them, though, I think the last episode, so I feel a little bad.
You're such a poor host.
Yeah, I know. But congratulations, guys, because we are just now finished with the actual season. Now we're into the playoffs. But Gearhead won it in the minor league. He went 7-0. And then the greatest person won it 7-0 in the pro league. So congrats, guys. We just wanted to shout out. And, dude.
What's up?
Playoff time. It's getting real.
Really?
Yeah. So in the season, dude, I finished sixth. So I'll be going against Patrick. Well, actually, I played Patrick today. He won the first game. I won the second game. Then something kind of got messed up. But we played the third game again, and he beat me. But, dude, it was so close. Mm. I thought I was going to get him.
I really thought
get him good.
I thought I was gonna get him because he's a tough player. He's so solid.
I feel like everybody, either I'm not good at the game, but I feel like everybody I play with on this Discord channel
just is counters you like
they're
crazy.
They're so good. Oh, here comes Buggy Whips playing beatdown, and then they kill me. But anyway, so
but yeah,
he got you, huh? Got you.
Yeah,
good.
He did. So.
Well, that's wonderful, amazing, beautiful, and adorable.
Yeah.
Anyways, here's a question. So, how many people you got in your, like, is your minor league less than your pro league, or they're all the same?
It's all the same, except we did have one drop out in the minor league, so, like, we have seven now.
About that.
So, yeah, well, I asked you to butt in if you wanted to and fill in for him, but you didn't.
That was in the pro league?
No, it was a minor league.
Oh.
Oh. But, dude, you need to at least join the minor league and see what you do.
I'll join the minor league and see how I do. Watch
next
me,
season.
Watch me lose it.
It's a lot of fun.
I'm not saying it wasn't fun, but boy, it's not
well,
fun.
Well, I understand okay. that.
I take it back. It wasn't fun when you lose and you haven't won a single game.
Yeah, I understand that.
That sucks. You talk about frustrating through the roof.
But finally,
I'll try it.
Okay, so like Bytor and Savage, what do you guys think about the two different leagues? Is it more fun now than the last time with everybody joined up? With like really, really good players, and that, you know what I mean? So now that we got all the good players away, and then you got, you know, I don't want to say bad players, but like, because you guys are not like that bad, you're just in a little lower skill level. What do you guys think about, you know, the difference there? So yeah, I mean, yeah, they like it a lot.
Yeah, so, I like it a lot too, because like obviously this wasn't like a thing. I was going against really good players like Kreischer, Kartik, and all those guys who deserve to be in the pro league.
Yeah.
I got clapped and didn't even have a chance.
Well, yeah, and it's also for like for Noah and Crotty. Like, it's probably not as fun for them. I mean, yeah, it's fun to beat down on somebody because they're just so much more skilled than everybody else is. So, like, for me, it wouldn't be as fun like beating somebody that's like level 24. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, okay, I just know the game more than you. It's not even helping me out. You know what I mean?
No, so, like, not at all.
I'm having a lot more fun in the pro league as well, just because, I mean, obviously, I'm not as good as half of the people here, but it is so much competition. And
that's what
like,
I'm saying. That's what I was gonna say. Like the best part about these leagues is they're competitive.
Oh my goodness, they
crazy.
Are.
I bet they're a lot more competitive now since we're getting more people.
Yeah,
that's gonna be a lot of fun as well. But yeah, it was definitely not fun for me because I'm watching these guys play and they're like, these guys need to be on YouTube because or need to be up in Finland playing these dang pros because I'm getting clapped by them. It was so frustrating. And there was nothing I could do about it. They're just that good and they're just that better than me. So
well, then you also have to build four decks and you can't use the same card. So that takes a little bit of a skill as well.
I wish you could just have like you can choose to keep your deck, but it's all
right. Yeah, right.
It's whatever. It's fine. But yeah,
but,
anyways.
But the playoffs, I'm actually so glad we did double elimination because double elimination is so much I think to me it's so much better because you have an extra opportunity. But for you guys listening, we're getting ready. Like I said, playoffs are just started.
You let me know when they're playing, and I'll go.
Playoffs have just started. So when that's over with, we're going to be taking some more. We're going to be inviting a lot more people in. I mean, I don't know how about a whole lot. I don't want a whole lot of players. But anyway, if you guys want to play, let me know.
We
might get you in. Caleb might be joining us with us.
We might need instead of doing
a duel,
a pro and a mini league, we might need to create four leagues.
Four? I don't know about that.
North, south, east, west.
I think it'd be cool to somehow do like teams. But I don't want to be.
I would love it if you and I were on a team going against these guys.
That would be insane.
We would probably get clapped, but it's really cool because it's not just my fault.
Maybe, like, are you talking about the 2v2?
Oh, yeah.
That would be fun, but like...
Clash Royale needs to come out with something like that, where you can have 2v2 and somehow set it up where it's duels. And, it's duels,
yeah.
Though. That would be dope.
Oh, 2v2 duels? Oh, 2v2
duels will be nice.
No, they need to make it to where you don't have to be in the same clan to do 2v2 to battle your friends. That's what I wish they would somehow implement.
The other thing I wish, I understand why they did it in 2v2s, but the elixir just takes forever to load.
No, I'm glad they do.
I don't.
Because it'd be so much chaos in the battlefield. It already is. So if you add more elixir.
Could you imagine times 7 2v2?
Oh my goodness. No, I cannot.
Yeah, 2v2 would be great, I think. Or, you know, you don't even have to do 2v2. You can still do like a 1v1 match, but like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? And somehow implement as a teamwork doing, you know, not have a 2v2 or like you and me on a team and then like Bytor and Savage on a team.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And then,
yeah.
but like I would, it's like maybe the King of the Hill. Like I would play Bytor, and if I win, then I play Savage. Oh,
that's what you wanted to do?
Then I play Savage. And if I lose, then Savage stays on, but Tor's out. So then you would jump on, and if you win, our team won.
I had no idea.
What do you think about that?
That would be actually a lot of fun, actually. That would be actually a lot of fun. I never even thought of that. I thought it was just two towers. Those people on two towers.
So, it. Yeah.
I think we can set that up, though. That would be a lot easier to set up.
We might do something different, but I like to keep going. Because
the cool part about it is that if that's true and you and I are on the team, we would be going against each other a lot to practice.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing but that. We got to train against Kraser.
Yep.
Oh, that'd be so much fun.
But then you would need to, like, see, that would probably take a whole week just to play one game,
mm-hmm.
just to make sure you'd get, you know what I mean? So it'd be a little bit different.
Yeah.
It might be a little bit difficult to get that set up and get the rules and stuff like that. But
and I want
to,
and the other thing as well is that maybe, like, people can just say, hey, I'm covering, like my teammate couldn't show up, but I can still play. That would help as well. So that way, because I'm pretty sure you have a lot of people on the league that just says, hey, I got to go. Because obviously things come up, no doubt about
it.
But yeah, if we had teams, though, there wouldn't be so much of forfeiting, I think.
That would be cool. All right, guys, we got some reviews. I'm going to go on Spotify first. Okay, The Colt, he said, love this episode and cannot wait for the next. I can't wait for my favorite card, the Knight, to get Evolution. What do you guys think it'll be? So he was just guessing. That was 13 days ago. Obviously, everybody knows now, especially after hearing this episode. But first, Colt, thank you.
Oh yeah,
I'm glad that you love this episode or love our show.
Yeah,
it means a lot to us.
Yeah, and if you feel like you want to join the Discord, man, like you can be also a part of our team as well, and tell us what you would like to add in our podcast, man.
RZW, he said, it's great. Keep the podcast up. Like the intro. Thank you. I was wondering about people liking the intro, which doesn't really matter, but like, we absolutely love it.
We love it. We put it on repeat a lot.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie. But anyway.
And MBA, he said, I like it. I'm pretty new to the game, but I like listening to you too. I don't know why. Because Caleb is weird. I had to make up something.
Yeah, I am pretty weird. There's no doubt about it.
This review goes to CD Bugs. And the title was, Dylan and Caleb, please, I'm guessing, read this on the next episode. I can't really read it all. It won't let me. But he said, truly 10 out of 10 podcast. Dylan and Caleb are so entertaining to listen to. And they make it this way all the way through. They absolutely share the passion and the love for this game, and it's a great hearing other people do too. If I had anything that I would want them to add, it would be a section of the podcast, maybe once a month. They could talk about the current like Clash Royale esports. And yeah, he kind of goes on from there, and he said it would be kind of entertaining. But again, he said, amazing podcast. Thanks for putting out a great content for us to listen to. Seriously, Bugs, I really, really appreciate it.
Yeah,
thank you. I absolutely love this review. I mean, you put in a lot of thought in this review, and I really, really appreciate it. But yeah, we're just not like quite really into the esports.
Yeah, I guess if I had to choose a team, I don't know. If they could bring up they probably have a U.S. team, I'll be all for it. They probably already have.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't know.
But like, I feel like we're slowly getting there.
I mean, so
Caleb,
too.
Caleb's getting more involved into like, you know, the Morton now.
Morton and Boss
a little bit. And
Morton and Boss. When it comes to the pros, I'm watching a lot of Morton. The only problem
I'm watching a lot of more like Ian and Muhammad Light now. And I have been watching a few esports and their tournaments and stuff like that. So we might get into it. So there's hope out there. So.
And maybe there's a website, and there probably is a website out there that probably follows up on the esports. Maybe we can look at it every now and then and show you what's happening, I guess.
Yeah.
But we'll see, yeah. But yeah, definitely thank you so much. And so yeah, you got any more reviews?
Yeah, we do.
Keep it coming.
Keep it coming. Cameron, he said, he titled this Worth a Listen. He said, I just started listening to this podcast yesterday on my way home from work, and I am 4 episodes deep. The host keeps you engaged in their takes on the status of the game and cards, as well as guest appearances and fun guessing games at the end. I have to say it's a 10 out of 10 podcast so far.
Awesome.
So Cameron, I really appreciate it. That is
thank you.
Thank you so much. And then Fighter, he said, very informative. And he that's what he titled it. And he said, I've learned lots about Clash from this podcast. Keep up the great work. So thank you, Fighter.
I'm happy that you're learning because I don't know how.
It's just our passion for the game.
It must
and,
be.
And we just like talking about it. So yeah,
it
I understand.
It must be because we're not smart at this game. Oh, man.
And I'm sorry if I mispronounced this name, but Laminion, he said, he titled it My Favorite Show. This is so good. It's only a show that I listen to these days, and I thank you for making my life so fun. Keep it up.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Yeah, thank you so much. So that's all the...
That's all from Spotify?
No, these are all from Apple. Here's the thing, guys. These are all from U.S., so like if you're not from U.S. and you sent a review, I'm so sorry. I can't look at it. There is a way to do it, but it's kind of hard, and it takes a lot of time to go through every single like country to read every single review from every different country. So
there's no way where you can filter it and make it go to one place instead of going through
exactly,
all the countries?
Exactly. I haven't figured that out. So if you guys are different countries, I'm sorry I can't read your review, but I really appreciate it if you did. If you send a review and we haven't read it yet, send it on the Discord and we'll read it there. So that'd be another place as well. Or on Spotify. You can send it on Spotify as well. So
that's another thing as well as so cool about our Discord is that like, you guys are all welcome to join. Obviously, it's for free and everything like that. And like I said, there's not just Clash Royale. There's other games that we talk about as well. But it's just a great place to honestly meet new people, like the people that have been joining. And it's been awesome in meeting those people and basically also their life of the game. And speaking of Discord, guys, this, as you guys have like loved the show so much, this would not be possible without our awesome staff team. And just on our Discord in general, because they honestly help us a lot when it comes to new ideas and how we should do the show and stuff like that. So guys, just a huge big thank you for you guys for putting also your time and effort into this Discord, and on top of that into this show, which is super it's also a huge blessing, to be honest with you guys. So thank you so much.
Yeah, definitely. All right, guys, like I said in the very beginning of the show, if you guys haven't already, check us out on Twitter, and you guys get updates and just from there on. So I appreciate if you do that, and we'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
All right.